From VOA, Learning English, this is the Technology Report. Another political fight is taking shape in Washington, D.C. At issue, proposed changes to the way the Internet is regulated in the United States. One side wants rules to suspend plans to charge extra for some heavy users of the Internet. The other side says new rules will slow the economic growth fueled by online services. Both sides say their way of thinking will lead to continued innovation. Earlier this year, U.S. regulators proposed big changes in the way the Internet operates in the country. The Federal Communications Commission voted to offer a plan that could affect Internet service providers like AT&T, Verizon, and Comcast. Under the plan, the service providers could make deals with companies like Google and Facebook to provide them with faster paths to get their content to consumers. Some consumer groups and Internet companies oppose the plan. So do a majority of people questioned in a new University of Delaware study. President Barack Obama also dislikes the proposed changes. He spoke recently about how the Internet should be organized around ideas like openness, fairness, and freedom.
There are no gatekeepers deciding which sites you get to access. There are no toll roads on the information superhighway. This set of principles, the idea of net neutrality, has unleashed the power of the Internet and given innovators the chance to thrive. Abandoning these principles would threaten to end the Internet as we know it.
The Federal Communications Commission is an independent regulator. So President Obama cannot order the FCC to make changes. Last week, the president sought to persuade commission members to regulate consumer Internet services like a public utility. Harold Fertgott-Roth is an economist and former FCC commissioner. He says the Internet adds hundreds of billions of dollars to the U.S. economy. He adds that new rules would be unnecessary and unwise.
American online companies are the leading online companies in the world in practically every field. I think that's in part a result of our lighter regulatory approach relative to a lot of other countries.
He says proposals to govern the Internet as if it were a telephone company would interfere in many decisions, including pricing. He says those decisions should be made by people who operate the business. The former commissioner says even the threat of new rules is bad for the investments needed to support innovation on the Internet. Some Republican members of Congress and the U.S. Chamber of Commerce are in agreement with Mr. Fertgott-Roth. The Chamber of Commerce speaks for many major businesses. The issue will likely be fought over by regulators, the courts, and Congress. And that's the VOA Learning English Technology Report.